On the show today, we have Callahan Sam Taft talking about credit union performance stats from the first quarter, along with a concerning bubble, so check it out. Today, we are talking a little Q1 performance stats within the credit union industry, and to give us that information is Mr. Sam Taft from Callahan's. How are you, Sam?
Hey, Mike. Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Hey, so what's the latest going on here? I mean, credit unions are still, it looks like we're still on the upward trend here in 2016. What can you divulge here?
Yeah, from a broader level, the economy, everything is really upbeat. When we look within the credit union space, nearly all of the key numbers are up.
Yeah.
Loan and share growth accelerated from a year ago. Capital is up. Investment balances declined slightly as institutions look to free up capital or free up liquidity to fund that loan demand. They're drawing down some of those balances.
Okay.
First mortgage originations, kind of the hot topic last year, they increased slightly from a year ago. From a market share perspective, credit union share actually dipped a little bit, down to 7.6%.
What was it before?
At about 7.8.
Okay, so not much.
Yeah, as of December, so not a lot.
Yeah.
I think the thing to look at in the mortgage space, though, that's important to be mindful of is the trend. So what we're seeing is that since 2006, when market share was 2%, and we've gained 5.5 points since then. In 10 years, that's really significant progress. So, there are going to be kind of ups and downs a little bit, but we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, cool.
The other lending thing that I would want to call out is consumer lending. This continues to be a bright spot for the industry. It's mostly made up of credit card and auto lending.
Mm-hmm.
So within that auto side of things, the market remains quite strong.
Yeah.
So credit unions reported the highest market share on record since 2009.
Isn't that amazing?
So it's incredible. And if we think back to 2009, that was when it was at about 25%. It's at around 17 today.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2009, that was when a lot of the major lenders and those captive lenders were pulling back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to climb back up, continue to get back towards those levels. The pie is significantly larger today from the auto side of things than it was even in 2009.
Okay.
2015, North American light vehicle sales were a record high of 17.5 million.
Good grief.
Never been that large before. So the industry is growing and the credit union share of that pie continues to grow.
Good to be a car salesman these days.
Oh my gosh. I know. I mean, we were just talking before this. We were at Drive.
Yeah.
It's relevant to everybody right now.
Exactly. Everyone's benefiting right now. But I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but we're already talking about a little dip in 2017 and 18. So start planning for that little bit of a slowdown. So just a heads up.
Talks of plateauing. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So were there any surprises from Q1 that you guys discovered, or just kind of status quo?
Yeah, I think the biggest surprise was member growth. That's up almost 4%.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, so it's up over a full percentage point from 2015. Membership now totals at about 105 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the growth rate this year was nearly 8 times what it was even in 2011 when it was 0.5%.
Wow.
So that's really, obviously we love to see that being in the space. The other thing that, again, I don't know if it's a surprise, but it's good to see, is the deposit side of things. Loan to share ratio ticked up to about 76%.
Mm-hmm.
Liquidity continues to be a hot topic in the space. It's starting to become top of mind for more people recently. And so if we look at that deposit growth, you see that share balances are up 7% on the year or year over year. Historically, the first quarter is always, you're going to see a large influx of deposits as tax refunds and year-end bonuses hit, at the end of the year and then at kind of the start in the middle of Q1. So that certainly plays into it, but we're seeing growth in the right areas within the deposit portfolio. So if you look at core deposits, which are your regular shares, money market, and share draft accounts, checking accounts, those were actually up about, I think, almost 9% on the year and they account for 3/4 of the portfolio.
Oh, okay.
So tied to that is growth of checking accounts, share draft accounts. Those increased at the fastest clip of any deposit account at about 11.3%. And so what that kind of all ties together and does is share draft penetration, which is basically the percentage of your members mm-hmm. that have a checking account, which mm-hmm. is your prime. If you have a checking account, it's a sign that you're using your institution as your PFI, your primary financial institution.
Yeah.
That is actually, it's a record high. It's at 55%.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice.
Good things to see. Yeah.
So, well, these are all good things to see. Are there any concerns that we should be aware of? I mean, like we restated at the, at CU Direct's drive show is like, hey, let's start planning for a little bit of a downturn in auto lending or auto sales in the next couple of years. Any other concerns that cropped up?
You know, I think I don't find it disturbing, but I think it's worth noting.
Okay.
It's related to the auto thing. There's been a lot of talk recently, not as much related to the production looking forward, but there's talk of a bubble. You know, everybody says there's a subprime bubble building in the auto market.
Okay.
We need to be, you know, it's the next housing market.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to give it some context, if you look within the credit union space, indirect lending is the primary driver of growth over the last couple of years within the auto portfolio. In Q1, indirect increased 19% on the year
mm-hmm.
Versus 9% from direct. So credit unions going members going into their credit union and getting pre-approved or, you know, a certified check.
Yeah.
For financing.
Yeah.
So with that being said, if you drill down into the asset quality, so mm-hmm. how are these loans performing? Now, is there any indication that a bubble is coming? If we look at it, there's not a lot to correlate any impending kind of bubble on the horizon.
Okay, good.
Over the last 3 years, which is how long we can track auto delinquency. Indirect is actually down 2 basis points,
mm-hmm.
about 0.5%. Direct is up slightly, a basis point or two. And on the whole, auto delinquency for the industry sits at 0.54%.
Wow.
So I'm not terribly concerned right now.
Okay, I mean, this is such a far cry from what we were experiencing, you know, a few years ago at the tail end of the recession, where everyone was like, you know, deer caught in the headlights type of thing. And we're all like, you know, sky is falling. Now we're just like, you know, I don't want to say we're living large, but these are, you know, these are good times for credit unions. We've rebounded quite nicely. But how do we maintain these good times, yeah. so to speak?
The million dollar question.
Yeah.
So I think it's twofold. I think to kind of be blunt about it, credit unions need to continue to do what they do best, and that is focus on serving the needs of the members. So clearly that model has been gaining success over the last several, you know, 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah.
Evidenced by the increasing financial performance and market share. So they need to continue to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of tied to your question, though, there's been talk of how do we continue to perform well in a consolidating industry?
Yeah, oh, good point, yeah.
So credit unions, and I mean all financial, the financial services industry, so if we're thinking of banks and credit unions, they lose about 200 a year, give or take, plus or minus about 50.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a consolidating industry from that perspective. I think the way to think about it, though, or a thing to point out about that attrition rate is that it's been consistent over the last 5 or 10 years. So this isn't anything new.
Right.
And it actually dropped to a 5-year low in 2015.
Oh.
So, but with that said, okay, now mergers obviously have their merits if credit unions were to go down that route.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the financial benefits of scale, when a smaller institution is absorbed or acquired by a larger institution,
mm-hmm.
The members of that smaller institution are more often than not going to benefit from a wider range of products and services.
True.
And enhanced service offerings.
True.
So there is these smaller institutions are being absorbed into these larger ones. It's not all doom and gloom. There are some benefits to be had there.
Right.
To kind of flip it on its head, though, credit unions should still consider and explore alternatives to mergers. So the cooperative model, as we know, really lends itself to this area specifically.
Yeah.
CUSOs, which are credit union service organizations,
mm-hmm.
They're designed oftentimes to streamline back office operations and consolidate these things,
mm-hmm.
which can really go a long way in keeping down operating expenses and boosting profitability. So,
yeah, we've had quite a few of those guys on the show. I mean, there's one Member Support Services, I believe they developed this core processing model where more than one credit union can share a core processor, which is an enormous amount of savings in cost and maintenance, that type of stuff.
After people, right, kind of, if you think of your non-interest expense, which is your largest expense, after people, so salaries, after you're paying your staff, that core line is, it's usually the largest thing.
Yep.
So
yep.
Any way to share that cost is...
It's huge. And there's a whole number of other things like you brought up. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. To wrap up, where can folks find all this great information? I mean, we've talked like every quarter and it's been good news for quite a while. So let's keep talking.
let's keep going. We don't want to jinx anything.
No.
So I guess first and foremost, just go to creditunions.com. That is the editorial arm of Callahan. We have case studies, best practices. Check all that out. You can sign up for our daily morning newsletter there. And if you want to learn more about the services that Callahan offers, you can also do that there.
Got it. I am on it every day, Sam. Every day I'm on creditunions.com. It's a great resource, as are a bunch of others out there. So keep up the good work. Well done. And let's talk again in the next quarter and see how we're going.
Sounds good, Mike.